Sunday Shir Pei Vav.
Tanu Rabban. So then is the Iker Sugya that we have to learn in Tzoyres is in the end of the Amud. Basal Mikore, Basal Tvarmane. There's all the Yesoides. We will start to say the Regimor. Tanu Rabban. Tarnegoylim shorim africhim imokim lemokim v'shovru keilim b'chanfeyim m'shalmim nezek sholem. ברוח שבכנפיהם משל ממחצי נזק צוירס סומכו זוהים על נזק שלם. It's the first gemara. סומכו זוהים על נזק שלם. תן יעידוך תן הגולים שמהצים על גבי איסו ועל גבי פרס וטינפו או ניקרו משל על נזק שלם. הלו אופר או צוירס ולווין משל ממחצי נזק סומכו זוהים על נזק שלם. תני הידוך, תני גוד שמפריח ממוקים למוקים ויוצא רוח מתחס כנופו ושיבור עסקי לי משל עם חוצי נזק סתומקי רבונו. So three times the price is מדגיש ברוח שבכנפיהם or שהלו אופור על גבי האיסו אוי ברוח שבכנפיהם again אסרוירס ומשל עם חוצי נזק. אומר רובי בישלי מסום חוסקו סובר כויכוי כגופוי אלו רבונון אי כגופוי דומי כולה נזק בוי לשלומה ואילב כגופוי דומי חוצי נזק נמי לוי לשלם. הודר אמרו ולאוי לאום כגופוי דומי לאוי לאום כגופוי דומי חוצי נזק צרויר אסיל חסק מיר סורו בשתל וקשר בישלי מסומחוס כויכוי כגופוי דומי כויכוי כגופוי דומי. אבל לפי רבונון איף כגופוי דומי נזק שלם לשלם איף לאו כגופוי חוצי נזק נמי לוי לשלם מורסס לא אילום כגופוי דומי והילחסי גמירל. אז רשי מן רשי אז מסמו דגמור רשי סז איף כגופוי נזק שלם לשלם ואילב כגופוי חוצי נזק נמי לוי דלוי אשכחון חצי נזק אלו במשונה אבל מידי דאורכה לוי. אז אני אקספלין לי דקה שעברו ווי חוצי נזק נמי לוי לשלם איף כוי חילב כגופוי. זאת ראה שווי פאונד את משונה משונה פייס חוצי נזק או בפצנת משונה ספק רב נוחם what ראה שאתה מתעשה Rabbi said, if it's kigufoy, pay nezek sholem. If it's lav kigufoy, don't pay nothing. So Rashi, chotzi nezek, you don't pay because it's not meshune. And if it is meshune? And if the tzorer is a meshune, you would pay chotzi nezek? You would also not pay. Because koichoy lav kigufoy. What Rabbi is asking? If koichoy kigufoy, you pay nezek sholem. And if it's lav kigufoy, don't pay nothing. Maybe pay chetzi. No, chetzi you pay only when it's meshuna. Lama zogim it will be meshuna here. How much you would pay? Lo yitzur it will be meshuna. How much you would pay? If the tzorah will be meshuna, how much you would pay? What? Why chetzi? Koichu lav kigufoi. Rabbi asked, if koichu kigufoi, nezik sholem neshalem. And if it's lav kigufoi, so there's no shaykhes to him. So if it's lav kigufoi, he doesn't have to pay gornish. So Rashi, and don't pay chatzin ezek. Chatzin ezek you pay only when it's meshune. But even if it's Mishuna here, Rav is asking if it's Kigufay Pei, and if not, it's not related to him. It's not, no Shaykh is to him. And Rashi, but Chotzi Nezek, only if it's Mishuna. Rav Nachum said it would be right if the Rashi would be written in the beginning of the Gemara. Koichi Kigufay Nezek Shalem Leshalem. Rashi would say, I don't think Chetzi, because it's not Mishuna. So because it's Kigufay, you pay Nezek Shalem. That would be good. Rav is asking, why Chotzi Nezek pay Nezek Shalem? Rashi will ask, why Nezek Shalem? Sometimes you pay chetzi. Meshuna you pay chetzi. It's not Meshuna. So Rav is good that if it's kegufa, you pay Nezek Shalem. But the tzad of Rav that it's lav kegufa and it doesn't relate to him. So he's batul. So what Rashi, why chetzi? And what Rashi answers, Meshuna. What's the answer, Meshuna? And if it's Meshuna here, even so Rav says don't pay because it doesn't relate to him. So what Rashi is saying, you only pay chetzi if it's Meshuna. Rashi's asked, Rabbi asked the Kasha. What is Rabbi's Kasha? What is Rabbi's Kasha? Rabbi's Kasha is, Rabbi's Kasha is, Rabbi's Kasha was, if Kigufa he pain as a kshale, if lav kigufa, you pay chatzin net, and don't pay at all. Why? If it's kigufa, it's him himself. If it's lav kigufa, it's no shaykhis to him. Rashi comes with a kasha. Aber Mishuna pays chatzin net. So if Nochum says, in back is the safer. If Rashi would go in the beginning of the Gemara, that Rav is said to pay nezek sholem, so Rashi, Karen pays chatzin. It's Mishuna. But when it's not Mishuna, you pay nezek sholem. Aber Rashi is going in the second half. Rav is asking, don't pay nothing, it doesn't relate to him. So Rashi, I Karen pays chetzi, because Karen is Mishuna. What are the shaykhs? What are the shaykhs? Oran Rashi. Rebbe Uchber and Birka Shmuel, Simon Yutes Od Beis, brings down B'Shem de Nachlas David, it's not in the Sefer, this he heard. He heard from Rav Dovid Tavil himself. Akasha. And now Rav Dovid asked Akasha. We know when we learn Sanhedrin that koichi kigufay. The halacha is, it's a pasuk, if someone goes to cut trees, kiyovay, lachtev eitzim bayar, venisha la barzel. What is venisha la barzel? He takes the axe, he hits, and the metal flies, and he kills. This is the case of the Gemara, of Ritziche. B'shoige, you go to Golus. This is the case. Why it's called a shoige? Because he didn't know, he cut it, and he tried to cut the tree, derech aliyah, derech yerida. Not the case that with the same sword that he's cutting the tree, he killed the person. Was the sword broke? V'nisha la barzel. Or you have another pasuk, be'evan, oy be'egroif, right? You throw a stone and you kill the person. These are the cases of the Torah. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if you kill, you chayev misin. So for sure it's koyche kigufay. So frek me baruch ber, what was the suffix of the Gemara of koyche kigufay, koyche lav kigufay? Ba, shvere Gemara on the field. We'll get to that. The mud merab kibay egele. What's that? What is the subject of Koichi Kigufay or not? And we'll see later the Rishonim. Rav says the Maskana Koichi Kigufay and Alochel Moshe Misinai. We'll see soon the Rishonim will ask, maybe Fakir, maybe Koichi Lav Kigufay, and Alochel Moshe Misinai, then you pay Chetzi, even if it's not Kigufay. Who told Rav to say the Maskana? Rav says, Lo'ilam Kigufay, Alochel Moshe Misinai, then you pay half. Lo'ilam is Lav Kigufay, and Hashem said, you pay half. All the Rishonim are busy with that. Frekel Baruch Ber, I don't understand. What is the tzad of Koichi Lav Kigufay? And Rebbe Baruch Ber goes over and he says again, his bobikamedi keteire, that avade legabi retziche, if I kill someone, by Koichi, it's called that I killed him. How they killed? They threw arrows. This was the way they killed. This is called that I did it. There's no suffix about it that it's called retziche. Avada, you're not allowed to have your chamor doing a melocha, afilu b'koichoi. And she's carrying the machresha with strings. So later, like agola, all these things. Avada, you chayev and Shabbos, no sugis and Shabbos. If the agola and Shabbos, when you make the charisha, if it's like agola, Meshech is bekoroin, whole sugis later, and Shabbos, avada, you're not mitzuve, that your animal will loisachosh. It's called the chamor, it's called the peula. So what was Rav's shaila in Babakana? Zogir Baruch Bel is what we spoke a couple times. And we have to remember that it's a chazore and the whole Babakana. If we would not have Babakana, what would happen? I'm not speaking now on Odom HaMazik and Roitzeach. There's a masechta that is called Bobikame, that if I have a shoyer and he's mazik, I have to pay. And there's a posuk that if it's a keren, I have to pay, and a shen, and a regel. Without that psukim, I'm not responsible on my animal. It's a chidush that I'm responsible on my animal. Was a tzad, even after I know that I'm responsible on my animal, maybe told the sayem lavka yoitzebohem. Was a tzad only shen, or if the animal scratches itself on a gate, I'm potu. Only regel, but shlif she'oleo, all of these things was a sarkadaito, then I'm potu. Kler de gemore, zogt rove, you're telling me now that tzroires are potu. I'm clearing what is the pshat. Tzroires is chotzineze. If koichoy kegufoy, we look at it like the shor himself, peinezek shalem. If you don't look at it like the shor himself, so be potu. Avad it's the peula of the shor. But as like if I would not have a pasuk and shen regel vekeren, I would not know all of these kind of mazikim. So the kler of the gemore of koichoy kegufoy or not. It's not the clear of kol ha-toyro kulo. It's a clear legabi bobekame if it's called a shoyr, if it's called a chamoyr. Avada legabi retziche, I killed. When I throw a stone on you, I killed you. I'll give you the example that Rebbe Ochber bought. It's not Badan Rebbe Ochber, but I saw it's Badan. If a person is mazik in garmi, you chayev? Yeah. What if your behemoth is mazik in garmi? Shita Saramban, then you potu. Garmi de behemtoi. I'm not going out to the whole sugi. Freaking Baruch Bel, I don't understand. Garmi is called you or not. If it's called you, the animal also. If it's not called you, what is the difference? The answer is, when I'm mazik, I'm responsible to everything what I did. If I kill, you kill me. If I'm mazik, I pay. In a shoir, it's a new parsha that I'm chayev and niski moment. And it has to be the shoyer of the Torah. We had a tzad mur lekeren yamin, it's not mur lekeren smoil. It's different halachas. Yesh anoy le'ezeiko, ein anoy le'ezeiko. But Odom HaMazik, there's no difference. Yesh anoy le'ezeiko, ein anoy le'ezeiko. Mechal lekarne, loy mechal lekarne. Odom HaMazik is chayim. Here was the shaylef, koichoy kegufoy, if it's like the shoyer or it's not like the shoyer. Lemoshel, garmida odom is chayev, but garmida behemtoy is not called behemtoy. Garmida behemtoy is not behemtoy. This was the suffix of the Gemara. This is be'etzem the vote of Rebbe Ruchber. Short vote. Avade, lefi this vote, this koichoy kegufoy is not the koichoy kegufoy shel kol ha'Torah kulo. When Rabbi asked him, what you hold, koichi kegufoi, koichi lav kegufoi, he knew that in Ritzicha you chayev. He knew that b'kol ha-tirekulo you chayev. Was only a tzad here that it's not mamish the shoyer. And on that Rashi said, okay, it's not mamish the shoyer, but it's lemaisa the shoyer. So maybe pay chatzi nezek. So Rashi, you pay chatzi nezek when it's a maisa gomur and it's mishune. But when it's not a maise gomun, it's mishune, you don't pay chatzi nezek. This is what Rebbe Ruchber came to answer the kasha from Rebbe Dovid Tavil, the Bala Nachlas Dovid. The only shaila is, l'chure ba'odom ha-mazik, it's poshut that koicha ki gufa. Right? But Adam HaMazik, it's poshut that koicha ki gufa. Because the mechayel of Adam HaMazik is what you did. So my koyach is me. But Adam HaMazik, it's me. B'shoir, that's not what I did, what my shoal did. I'm chayev and shoal. Has to have a shame of a shoir. Has to have a shame of a shoir. If it doesn't have a shame of a shoir, I'm not chayev. And this was the suffix of the Gemara. So what yesh lehoir, and we're not going into it, and the feudum would be, is the Gemara declared, when you push on a bench, and the Gemara says, koichi ki gufoi. There it's an odom amazik. And Rabbi Kivi Eiger in the Gil Nashas is mitzayin to our Gemara. Fir Baruch Ber, our Gemara is a different sugi of koichi ki gufoi. Also in Daf Gimel, the Gemara says if someone, Adam, spits, the Gemara says that he's chayev, koichoyu. Rashi says, kigufoy. Mistomer, he means it's not even a tolder. So you have to know. Mikol Mekoyim, Rove says, the maskone, koichoy kigufoy. This is the maskone of Rove that koichoy kigufoy, and it's a aloche le Moshe Misinai, that tsroyres is chatzinez. So I want to go to Shlovi. One Shlav, the Rosh, says, why Rove decided that Koichoi Kegufoi? Maybe say, Likula Alme Koichoi Lav Kegufoi. And Aloch Lamoishu Misinai, that you pay, even so. The Gemara says, the Maskone Likula Alme is Koichoi Kegufoi. Aloch Lamoishu Misinai is a discount, Chatzi. Say, Fakot, Koichoi Lav Kegufoi. And Aloch Lamoishu Misinai, that you pay Chatzi. So the Rosh says there's a cloud that Aloch Lomoshe Misinai every time comes to tell less, not more. So we have three walls in Sukkah. Aloch Lomoshe Misinai, Shtayim ki ilchoso, Shlish is tefach. Ruboi ki kuloi. All the way Aloch Lomoshe Misinai. So if Yechayim, Aloch Lomoshe Misinai says a half. Aloch Lomoshe Misinai, but the cloud doesn't come to add, comes to take off. The Shita Mikubetza says another reason. If we will say that Meikar Adin Yupotur and the Aloch Lomoshe Misinai was Mechadish that Yechayev, it will be Knosa or Mamoina. If Meikar Adin Yupotur and the Aloch Lomoshe Misinai is Mechayev, it's Knosa or Mamoina. What we see in Chotzi Nezek of a Kerem. If Meikar Shor Meikar Adin is Chayev and you take off, it's Parganiski Mamoina. If Meikar Adin is Potur and you add a half, it's a Knas. Vemele zok de shita mekubetzes. Val the Gemara says that we know that tzoris is mamayne. This is the whole sugya. And that gimel vemele the Gemara knew that lekula alme koichoi kigufoi. And the Aloch Lomoshe Misinai took off a half. Mikol mekoyim the maskon is lekula alme koichoi kigufoi. And the Aloch Lomoshe Misinai is that you potur on a half. I want to be Maimi, the first Chakira. And we'll say we had some two or three Chakiras, and then we'll go to Hemshach HaGemor, and we'll see how they fit. But I want the Sugya to be a Leichter Sugya, so we'll try to make it like. Today, Tzroyas Yechayev, right? What is considered Tzroyas? Sure, what is considered Tzroyas? How you know when it's Tzroyas, when it's not? You learn Baba Kamen. They tell you, when you mazik, you pay nezik sholem. When you tzroiris, you pay chatzi nezik. What is called tzroiris? What is called tzroiris? One second, one second. Koichi kigufoi, one second. Koichi kigufoi, come on. Everything is the same. Koichi kigufoi. Now is the halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that tzroiris is chatzi nezik. What is tzroiris? Before Rav knew koichi kigufoi, koichi is a new zach. Now, koichi is kigufoi. So there's no difference of koichoi and gufo. Now is the Aloch Lomoshe Misinai. So Reb Nochem is medayik that is a machlekes Rashi and Teisvus. Rashi and Dibor HaMaschil Tzroiris Ki Uchayu. Rashi says, Keloima, Af al gav de Uchayu lehati Tzroiris Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. De Yilchese Gmir Aloch. וכן חזיר ענוי ורומטיס דכל מה שהוא כוי חוי ולוי גופוי קוריץ רוירס. You write that כוי חוי כגופוי, but everything that is כוי חוי is קוריץ רוירס. You write על פי הלוכה כוי חוי כגופוי הם is כוי חוי כגופוי, אבל דה הלוכה למוישה מסיני says that everything that happens to be על ידי כוי חוי is קוריץ רוירס. Everything that is על ידי כוי חוי is קוריץ רוירס. As I state in Rashi, and maybe a couple times in Rashi. So the measurement, what is called tzroiris, when it's koichol. In Teisus, Reb Nochem is medayek, not like that. In Teisus, Dibur Amasil, v'chamoir b'masoi. The Gemara says, you pay nezek sholem, when the donkey goes with a package on his back. Afal gav di kvar shono b'shlif she'oleo, itzuch la'ashmeinen, she'ein amasi shel ha'chamoir mehutok u'mechubo boi, כבשר בהימה סלקדאי תוך דלוי אבי כגופוי. The chamoy has a package, it's not so strong for Shteinish, but the animal, when the animal goes with his clothes, it's called the animal, it's not called koichoy. The chamoy also has a package, it's not so strong. So what the teretz is zog Reb Nochem, after koichoy kigufoy lefi teisvis, there's no shaychas to koichoy. It's anyway halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You know what is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? If you mazik with your goof, nezek sholem. When it's not with your goof, it's chatzi nezek. What could be not your goof? Could be only koichoy. Could be not your goof, but not because it's koichoy. Lefi Rashi, what makes something to be tzroiros is the koichoy. Lefi Teisvus, what makes something to be tzroiros? That it's not goofy. And don't wonder, so what it is? Koichoy lefita, it's kegufoy. No, the koichoy is kegufoy. There's no difference, koichoy and not koichoy. There's no difference, koichoy and not koichoy. It's the same. No difference. So we made it, Teisus felt, well, to say that when it's koichoy, it's tzroiros, why koichoy? Koichoy is exactly like goofy. There's no difference, koichoy and not koichoy. Koichoy is mamish kegufoy. If koichoy is mamish kegufoy, there's no difference koichoy or not koichoy. So we made a thesis, learn the yesod of tzroiris is something that is not gufoy. To be masbir the nafkemine, Reb Nochem brings down a machlekes. We have in the Mishneh a chicken, tarnagol, with a dlil. What is a dlil? She has on a foot a string, and the end is like a piece of metal, a dish, a keli, pail, and she hits with it. Yichayev. Rashi says it's tzroiris. The Ravid asks a kasha, why it's tzroiris? Maishno mei korin va'agolo. The donkey is pulling a wagon, and the chicken is pulling the string. What is the difference? So the Ravid answers, the reason dlil is chatzi nezek because it's meshune, not because it's tzroiris. So we have a machlekes. Rashi holds dlil is tzroiris. And the Ravid holds dlil is not tzroiris. Dlil is meshune. What is dlil? A chicken, a string, and it gives it back. And it hits a dish, and it hits a glass, the glass breaks. How the glass broke? The koyach is the animal, right? He took the string, he jumped, the chicken, the string went, and it hit the dish, and it broke the dish. Vemele, Rashio, this is tzroiros. The Ravid holds the mice that's connected to his body. If it's connected to his body, it's not tzroiros. Here is the machlekes. Rashi learns what measures tzroiros is when I hit myself, I take a stick and I hit, it's called me. When I send my koyach, how I could send my koyach, I take a stone and throw on you. I could send a stone, gotta have a little string that holds on to it. But for my maise mazik, it's a maise of koichoi. Masha engel if you derive it in Teisves, koichoi is kigufoi. It's no chisoron in koichoi. Nor it's a poro adumo, aloch le moishe misinai, that something that is not myself is called tzroiris. How you measure it's myself or not, if it's connected to me, it's myself. If it's not connected to me, it's not myself. So I want to make it closer, Kibnocha. Avadi, when Rovet did not understand, and he thought that it's totally in the sugi of koicha kegufo or not, then Avadi, we can't learn to tzdodi. But the maskone of Rovet is as koicha kegufo. This is the maskone of Rovet that koicha kegufo. Now, Rashi learns, but the aloha l'moshe misinai says, kiilu koicha ilav kegufo. And everything that is called koichoi, I mean, this is klo. I'll go backwards to make it klo. Lu yitzu da loch is koichoi lav kegufoi. It's lu yitzu koichoi is lav kegufoi, and you have a chicken that hits with a string. Avadei bipotu, right? And the tzad koichoi lav kegufoi, and the chicken goes with a string, and with the string it hits. Avadei bipotu. Why avadei bipotu? It's koichoi. After the aloch el mishimisina lefirashi, it's exactly the same thing. After the halacha of Moshe Misina lefi Rashi, it's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing lefi Rashi. Exactly the same thing lefi Rashi. So b'meile, the dlil is a tzroiris. The dlil is a tzroiris lefi Rashi. Mashegin lefi the raivet. After we said koichoi kegufoi, the word koichoi is raised. Something that happens on the koichoi happened on the day himself. So what is the measurement now? If it's him or if it's not him. If it's attached to him, it's him. If it's not attached to him, it's not him. The chamoir, so things that are mamish tied to the animal is mamish him. Things that were not tied to him, we thought that are not mamish considered him. Kumash Malon, now they also considered him. Could be that the Kumash Malon, that they also considered him. Like a Golem Meshachas Bekoin is also considered him. But this is the Machlekes. So this is one Machlekes. Again, if it's an Afkemin Chutzun Edlil, we'll see later. Some Achroinim did not want to learn like Reb Nochem. And the answer that the case of the dlil lefi Rashi, that the string was cut. When the chicken threw the dlil, and the string got cut. It's not connected to the foot. Because they learned that even lefi Rashi, if it's connected, it's already not tzroiris. But Reb Nochem is going with the glat. I think Reb Nochem's ma'alach is very glat. Koichoi lefi Rashi is a measurement of tzroiris. Measure, if it's called koichoi, call it tzroiris. If it's not called koichoi, don't call it tzroiris. And if it tastes, it's no more word koichoi. If I'm mazik, I'm called mazik. If it's not direct with me, the derech klal, not direct, it's koichoi. But we could find a case that it's direct and it's not, and it's koichoi, like the dlil. The hezik is happening from the koyach, of a val lemaise. It's attached to me, b'meile, it's called an hezik sholem, and the reason. And b'meile, Frank the Raibit, why dlil is called a chotzi nezek? And the Raibit says that the reason that dlil is chayv chotzi nezek, it's not because tzroiris, it's because meshune. We'll see the next piece of the Gemara. I want them to remind me the sugya. Say that. Omarov, kol shebezav tome benezokim mishalem nezek sholem. Kol shebezav tome benezokim mishalem nezek sholem. Kol shebezav tor benezokim mishalem chotzi nezek. So Rove came and said another yesoid. כל שבזב תומה בנזוקים משלם נזק שולם, כל שבזב תור בנזוקים משלם חוצי נזק. רוב הצרוי רסוסו להשמין, רוב הגולו משכס בקורן קומה שמלו. תניק אבוסי, רוב הבאים המועדס לישבו בדרך הילוכו, כיצד באים ללחוץ על הניזק ויזיקו, בגופו דרך הילוכו, בסיירו דרך הילוכו, בעוקב שעולהו, בשליף שעולהו, בפורמי שבפיו, בזוג שבצבורו, וחמור במסור, והגון המשרס בקורן משלם נזק שם. אז דיס גמורה, בפשט, זו שוורי גמורה. רוב הסעד, כל שבזב, תומה, בנזוקים נזק שולם. כל שבזב תור, בנזוקים חוצי נזק. הוא היה במחלקס רשי וטייספס בפשט הגמורה. אני forget about what we said before, the two צדונים ונחקירה, I want to be masked with this machlekes, Rashi v'teisvus. Maybe I'll give a little akdomen. Zav could be metame in three ways. Touching. It's called maga hazav. Zav could metame beheses, when he moves something. And zav could be metame b'mishka v'moisho, when he sits on something. When he touches with his fingers, he's metame. When he moves something, even if he moves it with a stick, it's tame. When he sits on a bench, even though he doesn't touch the bench, the marshal has five chairs on top of each other, and he sits on the top one, all the chairs become tame. Rashi learns the sugya, kol shebezav tame if he touches. Benezokim nezek shalom. When he doesn't touch, he throws a stone at someone, so the guy is not tome. This was the Gemara was medame. Kol shebezav tome, he touched nezek sholem. Kol shebezav tori, he didn't touch. He threw something, is chatzi nezek. Then the Gemara brings down pshita. This is tzroiris. If you do yourself, you consider the mazik. If you throw, you consider tzroiris. And the Gemara brings down the case of Agolo. What is the case of Agolo? So Rashi learns, not that he's pulling a Agolo, because when the Zav pulls a Agolo, nothing becomes tame. The Zav sits in the Agolo, and he's metame the things under him. Right? This is the case of Agolo of Rashi. He's sitting in the Agolo, and he's metame the things under the Agolo. The same thing in the Zokim. If you pull the wagon and it's kelim under the wagon, you chayev nezek sholem. That's the tzushta. Amot begimore. Kol shebezav, if you touch, you're mazik nezek sholem. If you throw, chatzi nezek pshite. So the gemore no. Zav, when he sits in a wagon, he's metame what is under him. So if a cow pulls a wagon and it breaks what is under it, he's chayev nezek sholem. What if the Zav pulls a wagon? If a Zav pulls a wagon and it drives on something, it's tame or not? What? He's sitting on it or not? He's not sitting in the wagon. He's pulling a wagon and the wagon goes over a blanket. It's tame or not? It's not tame. He's not sitting on it. So what the Gemara wants? Forget about lumdus. The Gemara says like this. When the Zav touches, it's mazik. When he throws a stone, it's toiris. Pshite. So the Gemara Agolo. So Rashi, what is the case of Agolo? If the Zav sits in Agolo and it's sitting over something, it's considered he's sitting on it. So the same thing if the cow pulls Agolo and there's something under the Agolo. So Reb Nochum and Sefer explains like this. Rashi learns, and I want to say it Baal Peh, and then we'll see it inside. Rashi learns, and don't ask me from the first chakira the way we'll mind with it. Because everything is like Dome Be'ezim to start the real sugya and the Hemshech HaGemorah. Rashi holds, to be Natsroiras, you have to touch what is damaged. You have to touch what is damaged. The Hainu. If I want to be tzroiris, I have to touch with my finger what is damaged. So when the cow walks in the street and she steps on a stone and the stone flies and breaks a window, the cow didn't touch the window. Who touched the window? The stone. This is called tzoyrus. How you know if something is tzoyrus or not? The mazik has to touch the dovor hanizak. Like in Zav, you need to touch the dovor hanizak. And if you throw something, it's not called that you touch the dovor hanizak. And tzoyrus, you have to touch the dovor hanizak. Zog the Gemara Pshite. Agola. What is the chiddush of Agola? When a Zav sits in the Agola, we consider Ki'ilu he's touching the bottom. So the same thing, when the cow touches, pulls the Agola, it's Ki'ilu the cow is touching the something in the bottom. And b'meila yuchayev. And b'meila yuchayev. So the Yisoid of Tzroiris is, you have to touch what is damaged. Masha'enken, the other Rishonim learn, it's not you have to touch what is damaged, you have to be the one that is damaging. I know it doesn't make sense what I'm saying now, so I want to explain it. We'll go to the next case of the Gemara, and then we'll go back to explain this Gemara. We'll see the next case of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbono. Tardegoylim shoyim echatetim bechevel dli, venifsak achevel venishbar adli. You have a chevel that is a dli hanging in the bottom, and the chicken went and he ate the string, and by eating the string, the dli fell down and it broke. Mishalmim nezek sholem. Now, lechua be'etzem, it's tzoyres. Why? He cut the string, the kli dropped, and it broke when it came to the bottom. This is be'etzem, the sugi of tzoyres. But to understand the sugi of tzoyres, the Gemara brings ban a shayle. Boye rove, doso al kli veloy shavrosoi, ונזגלגל למקום אחר ושוברוי. מהו בוסר מיקורי אזלינן וגופיו, או דיל מבוסר צברמונה אזלינן וצרוירס נפשו. טיפשת למדה רבד, אומר רבד, זורקי לי מראש הגג ובו אחר ושוברו במקל פוטו, דאמרינן לי מונה תבירה טובה, לרבד פשיט אלי לרוב ומבוי אלי. So we'll start the shail of the Gemara. Well, Masbu Baal Pen, then we'll start slowly to go into the sugi. We know it's a sugi of tzroiris. The regular sugi of tzroiris is, I have a dish, and I throw a stone, or the animal hits a stone, and it hits the chayfetz. It's called tzroiris. Why it's called tzroiris? The animal didn't break the dish. It threw a stone. Although it's koichoi, or it's an indirect. Our sugi be'etzem is mesupik now, a different kind of tzroiris. What is the different kind of tzroiris? The animal took the keili and she threw the keili. And the keili goes and it falls and it breaks. When the keili breaks? When the keili breaks? When it lands. It's also tzroiris. This is the suffix of the Gemara. This is called tzroiris, or it's not called tzroiris. When I throw a stone on a keili, it's tzroiris. This is our sugya. This is called tzroiris. I threw the stone on the keili. Here, I didn't throw the stone on the keili. I threw the keili. But where the keili breaks? When it lands on the floor. It's called tzroiris, or it's not called tzroiris. This is the yesod of the suffix of the Gemara. If such a thing is called tzroiris, or such a thing is not called tzroiris. We'll see the Gemara inside. Boye rove. Doso al kli veloy shavrosoi, venizgalge lemokim acher venishbar. Mahu bosar meikore azlinen vegufeyu, oidil me bosar tvormone azlinen vetzroiris ninu. Bosar mi kore az linen וגופיו אוי דיל מבוסר צוואר מונה אז לינן וצרוירס. What is the suffix of the Gemara? In a regular tzroiris, when I throw something at a keli and it breaks, this is called tzroiris. Here I threw the keli. So what are the two tzdodim? If basar mi koretz not tzroiris, if basar tvarmonetz is tzroiris. So I will say it before the dakas. If basar mi koretz means that in the minute that I threw it, it's already broken. If in the minute that I threw it, it's already considered broken, it's tzroiris or it's not tzroiris? Why? Right away. Masha'enken, if we go basar tvarmone, it's only considered broken when it reached to the floor, then it's already tzroiris. When it's meeting the floor, this is the koichoi. If basar mi'ikore, so it's called that I did it right away when I threw it. So then it's not called tzroiris. If basar tvarmone, it's called tzroiris. This is the pashtus ha'gemara. Now we could say it longest, and we could say it balabatish. Why? What is the tzad that right away is considered broken? When I throw it, it's already considered broken. You could say it's considered broken because it doesn't have a price anymore. How much the chayfetz is worth in the minute that it leaves my hands? Nothing. So I'm a mazik. Or you could say the gemara means lomdus. It's already broken, belomdus. What the gemara means? You could say tutsnodim what the gemara means. She means lomdus. It's chayfetzadike broken. Or she means balabatish. Lemaisa, when I dropped it in my hand, I made it worth golnish. I was mazik you. We'll have to hear what is the second tzad. Oy dilme basar tvarmone. Zog di gemore toshma. Tifshut li mide rabbe. Oma rabbe zora kli meroy shagak. Veboacher veshvore bemakel potu. Veamrine lei monetvirete baut. So we see that it's already broken. If we see that it's already broken, so al kochoch it's considered broken right away. If it's considered broken right away, so it's not called tzroiris. Memor le'rabe pshitalei, le'rove miboyalei. This is be'etzem the suffix of the Gemara. This is the suffix of the Gemara. If this is called tzroiris or not. So before we start to go into the Rashi and the thesis, we'll see the thesis that we said already a couple times. Because I want first legabe le'inyoneinu. Zora kli miroi shagat. We have to go back to the Rashi's Be'ezus Hashem. Nire dim zorak even oicheitz ala kli veboacher vekodam veshovroi depshite dechayev. Veloi shayach kan monet viret about. Only when you throw the kli. But if you throw something on the kli, we don't say monet viret about. Masking to the thesis or not? Right? This is the smaller we said already a couple times. When you throw the kli is in a matzah that he's broken. But if you throw something on the kli, then it doesn't have a halacha that it's like broken. Then it doesn't have a halacha kilo it's broken. And b'meile, the second guy is chayev. Oh, but look on thesis is raya. The iyazlin and nami hoche basar miikore. If when you throw a chetz on a keli, you go basar miikore. Leimashkachas tzroiris chotzi nezek. Taisus is asking a huge kasha. Taisus says a besvore pshuto ilechalek bezerik even lezerik liatzu. Taisus says if you throw the kli, we say basar miikore. If you throw something on the kli, you don't say basar meikor. But he brings a raya. What is this raya? If when you zoyrik something on a kli, you say basar meikor, so you never have tzroiris. What would be the case of tzroiris? The animal threw a stone on a keli, right? If now someone breaks the keli, he's potu. So when the animal is already chayev, when the keli broke right away. Zeyre kli miroish agag v'ba'achar v'shovri potu. Mone tvir et avart, bosar meikore, it's considered broken. It's considered broken. Bosar meikore, it's considered broken. Zaktes is only if you throw the keli. But if you throw a chetz on a keli, we don't say that it's mone tvir. Svore. Zaktes is, I have a raya. Because if you will tell me that when you zeyre kli, chetz ala kli, and someone else breaks the kli, you potu the hainu, that even when you throw a chetz on a kli, we say bosa meikore, so you never have tzoyrus. How you have a chetim to have tzoyrus? When the animal throws the stone on the keli, if we say that now when someone breaks this keli, you potu, so it's no chetim to have tzoyrus. This is the shailuch. We understand the stasis or not. Again, the Gemara says, if the animal throws a keli and then it breaks, if basar miikore, it's not called tzoyres because she broke the keli right away. If basar tvarmone, it's also considered tzoyres. Not only tzoyres that you threw something on the keli, you throw the keli, it's also considered tzoyres. You throw the keli, it's also considered tzroyres. Zok teisves, so it has to be that the halacha of the sugya, that zora kli meroish agag veboacher veshovroi potu, it's only bezora keli. But bezora chetz ala keli, and someone else breaks it, you chayev. Svora pshuto. Aber zok teisves, what is my hechrech? Because if the second guy is potu, so it's never tzroyres. Why is never tzroyres? Every time when the stone comes out of the animal, already the keli is shovel. Again, aloch lemoishu misin, I said that tzroyres is potu. So why when you throw a keli is not called tzroyres? Because bosom mikor is not called tzroyres. Bosom mikor is not called tzroyres, right? We have to explain why. That bosom mikore, it's already considered I broke it right away, is no tzroyres. Zoktei says, if it's considered a bosom mikore, it's not considered tzroyres. And was dainu, because it's already considered broken, it doesn't have a shame of tzroyres. So now zoktei says, I'm clearing a shayla. What do we when someone throws a chetz and a keili? You say bosom mikore or not? Zoktei says, you don't. But if you would be saying basar meikore, if you would be saying basar meikore, so it's considered already broken, so lo mashkachas letzroiras. What? Again, why when he throws the keli, it's chayev? Because he broke it right away. When he throws the stone, it's already broken. I'm trying to boil you some tastes. Again. So in both cases, so if Mizor Kli, you pay Chatzin Ezek, because that's the halacha l'moishu misinah. Again, we have a suffix in the Gemara, this is the sugya we're going to learn, if a person is Zeyre Kli, if he pays Chatzin Ezek or not. The Gemara clears, if it's called Tzroiris or it's not called Tzroiris. We call it in the Lomdash Nusach, a Fakert Tzroiris. Not I threw the stone on the Keli and it broke it there, I threw the Keli and he smashes there. It's called tzroyres, it's not called tzroyres. And the Gemara says, if basar meikore, it's not called tzroyres. And if basar tvarmone, it's called tzroyres. Now, I want to divide, I want to be mindful that we could go into the sugya. There's two parts of the sugya. I said, this is the sugya I want now to learn the next today, this sugya. There's two parts of the sugya. There's one part, the tzroyres dike part, that the Gemara says, if basar meikore, it's not called tzroyres. If basar tvarmone, it's called tzroyres. And the Gemara starts first to declare if we say basar meikore or basar tvarmone. And then that she's trying to bring a raya from Rabbe, from Zora Keili Meroish Agag v'boacher v'shovroi, that the second guy is potu, is a raya that bosom yikor, and b'meile the Gemara will be poshet the shaila from tzroyas. But we have two parts in our sugya: the tzroyas dike shaila and the yisoides dike shaila. And for sure, b'seder alimu, we have to know first the yisoid of the shaila. What is basal miyikore? What is considered basal tvarmone? And then to understand how the Gemara is toiled that if basal miyikore, it's not called tzroyas, and if basal tvarmone, it's called tzroyas. And we have to know that Tesis takes it even to the next step. Tesis is mechadesh that the whole sugya of basal miyikore is only when you zeirik a keli, not when you zeirik a chetz on a keli. And Tesis says, because if I would not say so, so lo yimashkachas lo tzroyas. Every time when you throw something at the keli, look at it like basal miyikore, and lo yimashkachas lo tzroyas. Now, we have to know, I want to be mindful that we could start maybe before we start, the Welt says, Alemol, Purim Dik, the Welt says, Pshat in Tesis. Tesis says that if basal, that when you throw the keli, you say basal miyikore. But if you say a chetz on the keli, you don't say the second guy is chayav. Okay, belomdus is no difference. The kli will smash the same thing. Yeah. Belomdus, what is the difference? You throw the keli, and we'll see the ktzois and all the rishonim. The ktzois will say that everyone is choylek on tesis, and everyone holds that there's no difference. As I said, the ktzeis. One mask. The ktzeis means that all the rishonim are chaylik and tesis, and all the rishonim hold that there's no difference. And then we'll have to know so how they learn tzoyres. All of that is be'etzem the limud of the sugi. But tesis said that it's a svor pshuto lechalek b'tzoyre keili that the second guy is potu, b'tzoyre chetz that the second guy is chayv. So the Welt says the Megillah that Haman came home over v'chofri roish. Over because he lost his daughter. V'chofri roish, the Gemara says, because she threw on him the shoifchim of the Beis HaKisa. The Gemara says, what happened? She threw the shoifchim. And she thought that Haman will be walking, sitting on the horse, and Mordechai will be walking the horse. So she threw it on the one that was walking. And after she threw on him the shayfrim, he picked up his head and he saw it's his daughter. So she jumped down and he died. As he's on the Gemara. So the Chur and the Welt, Frank Dakashe, had to be first Chofri Roish and then Ovel. Why it's Ovel and then Chofri Roish? So the Welt says that she poured it. Before it reached already, he looked up, so she jumped. So Lemaise, Haman is the Keli, right? So Lemaise, he's only called dirty when it lands on his head. But when she jumped off the roof, she's like Zora Keli Meroish Agag. So she's considered dead right away. So you're right that the Shoifchim, she poured the Shoifchim and then she jumped down. So Klapei Haman, when it gets dirty, it's only when it hits the Keli. But she ain't get Klapei Haman, Klapei Avelus, she's considered dead Miyah when she leaves. Yeah, but that's the chiluk of Tesis. It's different as Beirim. Of course, I heard different answers on the kasha. Now, I wanted to see the Rashi that we could be aiming in the Rashi. So the Gemara about the Raya. What is the Raya be'etzem? The Raya is Zora Keli Miroi Shagat, and someone else broke it. So what is the Raya? What is the Raya from Zora Keli? What is the raya from Zora Keli Miroi Shagag v'boacher v'shovroi that is potu? What is the raya that basal miyikore? From the fact that the second person is potu, or from the fact that the first person is chayav? Where you have a raya that basal miyikore? From the fact that the second guy is potu, or from the first guy is chayav? Look at Lashon Rashi. Mishpotur ha-meshabri v'chayev ha-zoyrek. Al me-bosar me-yikore ha-zlinen, hoil v'seifu li-yishov l'kshiyenuach ki mish-shovro yudomi. And Rashi is mashma that the raya is from the fact that the guy that threw the keli is chayev. L'chula, the ikar raya has to be from what the second guy is potter. No? Rashi says, potter ha-meshabroi v'chayev ha-zoyre. What's the nefkimin of chayev ha-zoyre? Lo bezog ne-zoyre ke ze-shoyte. The shayla is if the second guy is chayev or not. Why Rashi has to say potur ha-meshabroi v'chayev ha-zoyre? Now, we'll see Rashi and Daf Chovov Amud Beis learns that the one that threw the keli was the bailim of the keli. Was the bailim of the keli. And the whole noise says only if the second guy is potur. So Bezus Hashem, I want tomorrow, we'll start to go in this sugi here, Gmor and Rashi Teisves, with the sugi and Daf Chovov, Basal Meikore, Basal Tvarmone, and with that, we'll come to learn the sugi of Tzchoyos.